Over 160 arrests in one day in illegal gambling crackdown in the Philippines. Philippine authorities conducted a significant raid on Saturday, August 30, targeting a suspected illegal online gaming and cyber scam operation in Lapu-Lapu City, located in the central province of Cebu. The operation led to the detention of over 160 individuals, primarily Chinese and Indonesians, who were allegedly involved in internet-based criminal activities. This raid forms part of a broader crackdown initiated by the government following President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s directive in July to ban widespread online gaming operations. These are predominantly Chinese-run and cater largely to clients in China, where such gambling is illegal. The raid, executed by more than 100 government agents supported by military intelligence, took place at the Tourist Garden Resort, a large compound featuring 10 buildings, swimming pools, karaoke bars, and restaurants. The Presidential Anti-Organized Crime Commission reported that the operation was partly prompted by a request from the Indonesian embassy in Manila, which sought the rescue of 8 Indonesians who were allegedly coerced into working at the online gaming hub within the resort. According to the commission, at least 162 foreign nationals were discovered working across 3 distinct scam operations within the compound. These scams reportedly included fraudulent activities such as online romance scams, gaming fraud, and investment schemes, which have led to significant financial losses for victims. The individuals apprehended during the raid are set to be transported to Manila, where they will undergo investigation by the Bureau of Immigration. They also face potential deportation as part of the ongoing legal proceedings. The owner of the Tourist Garden Resort was also arrested during the raid and may face criminal charges, including harboring foreigners who are illegally residing in the country. Immigration officials indicated that the government might pursue legal action against resort owners who allow their properties to be used for illegal activities by foreign nationals. Immigration Commissioner Norman Tansinko emphasized that such actions would serve as a deterrent to others who might consider facilitating illegal online gambling operations within the Philippines. Illegal gambling under fire. President Marcos's decision to clamp down on the Chinese-operated online gambling sector, which is estimated to involve more than 400 entities across the country and employ tens of thousands of Chinese and Southeast Asian nationals, has received support from the Chinese government. The enforcement actions have already resulted in the closure of several large complexes where authorities suspect thousands of foreign workers, primarily from Southeast Asia, were being exploited under harsh conditions. In addition to these efforts, Philippine authorities are also pursuing Alice Guo, a former mayor of a small town in Tarlac Province, who was dismissed from her post and is believed to have fled to Indonesia. Guo came under scrutiny after she failed to appear at public hearings conducted by the Philippine Senate, where she was being investigated for her alleged involvement in a substantial online gambling operation near the town hall. Guo is also accused of concealing her Chinese nationality to secure a political position reserved for Filipino citizens. Although Guo has denied the allegations, the ombudsman, an agency responsible for prosecuting government officials involved in corruption, has dismissed her for grave misconduct. The flourishing of the illegal online gambling industry across the Philippines has raised concerns among lawmakers, who attribute its growth to corruption within government regulatory bodies and the influence of substantial bribes. The recent crackdown, coupled with the ongoing investigations into government officials allegedly linked to these operations, underscores the challenges the Marcos administration faces in addressing both the economic and criminal aspects of the illegal gambling industry.